Do you remember the last time you took a long car ride? How about the annoying back pain that came along with it? Fear not, you aren't alone. Northern Illinois University professor Jay Kim understands your discomfort. The problem of stretching out cracks and pops in your joints is not a new story, but identifying the problem may be as simple as a poorly designed vehicle seat. Kim is working on a solution by studying the long-term health benefits of a massage feature in vehicle seats, specifically in the areas of ergonomics, physiology, and biomechanics. The start of my adventure begins when my editor decided I would make an excellent guinea pig for Kim's experiment. I got a hold of Kim and made the arrangements. Let's face it, many people hate driving in their cars simply because it's too painful. Who wouldn't like a good massage while they are driving? Especially one that can benefit your long-term health. Kim understands this as well.
Previous research studies have shown that the massage can reduce the musculoskeletal pain and also increase the metabolism rates, as well as the tissue oxygenation.
Of course, everyone is different, and we might not always experience the same degrees of comfort. As a matter of fact, Kim says several factors can play a significant role in how comfort is perceived. They include age, body mass index, height, weight, and injury history. He even says previously unknown outlying factors could be present. Kim said the seats used in the experiment were luxury car seats. That's out of my budget range, but the practical implication for the average consumer could be invaluable.
If we can find this, find that there is any benefits from having these kind of functions, especially for the professional drivers, like taxi drivers, since they are spending really long hours on their driver's seat, it would be nice if we can recommend those as an engineering control.
Kim acknowledges that his experiment is in its very early stages of development.
A lot of epidemiological and clinical studies have shown that professional drivers are suffering from low back pain, which is number one cost from the workers' compensation. Then low back pain is one of the leading number one cause for the permanent disability.
In order for the experiment to work properly, Kim had to apply several sensors to my body, specifically on my lower back and shoulders. Being a first-time test subject, I felt a little out of my comfort zone. But hey, sacrifices have to be made for science. I was given the opportunity to see the sensors working. I could see several vivid diagrams moving on a computer screen, moving in tandem with me. I was the pilot test subject for this experiment, which unfortunately meant that I was slightly too early to get the full experience of the test simulation. But I digress. Sitting in the seats was a treat. One of the seats I sat in was a prototype with a wonderful massage feature. I couldn't help but ask why it felt so good. Kim told me that the movement of the air bladders in the chair was modeled after professional massage therapists. This came as a surprise to me after equating massage chair with hard plastic rolling balls. You know what I'm talking about. The experiment continued in the other seat and provided a similar massage feature that was not nearly as defined. While the seats I sat in aren't exactly affordable for the average consumer, they could eventually open the door to the future for the automotive industry. Until then, time to stretch and hope for the best. I'm Andrew Epstein, WNIJ News.